This is show number 396 for the Homebase Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. Thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen. We really appreciate it. And if this is the first time you're listening to the Homebase Travel Agent Show, we are here for the travel trade, and Laureen Romero and I produce this show on a monthly basis, and we're here to provide information to the travel trade, and we hope it is useful for your business. If you're interested in visiting the website, we're at hometravelagent.net, and there you can find an archive of all of our shows. Well, almost all. They go back quite a ways, but that particular archive does not go back to show number one, but it goes back several years. We've been around since 2005 producing this show on a regular basis, so we're here. We're here for you, the travel trade. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to the newsletter, you can do that on the website. And it's really easy to do. Just put your email address in the box and hit subscribe. And what the newsletter does is give you the show notes every month in your email box. Also, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And you can drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. We love to hear from our listeners, so drop me an email anytime, and we really appreciate it. Thank you. We are a NACTA affiliate, actually a NACTA-ASTA affiliate now. They've undergone some changes, but we've been an affiliate with them since 2012, and we like to always mention that because it's a great organization, and if you haven't, you should check out ASTA. And that's the American Society for Travel Advisors, I believe they're calling it now. It used to be travel agents, but we're going to a new term called travel advisors. So today we're going to walk right into the interview portion of the show, and Laureen is our co-host, and she's also our guest today on the show, and we're going to be talking a little bit about networking and how to increase the people that you meet and contact through this whole business of networking. And we're going to talk about a great place where you can do that, and it's available in almost any town, small or large, so you want to listen to that. We're going to also talk about Laureen's hometown, Windsor, California, and how that is appealing to your clients and tourists in general. But if your client needs a place to get away, experience small town atmosphere, and be close to some fantastic sites, Windsor, California is the place to be. So without any further ado, what I want to do is jump into the interview portion of the show. So here we go. Well, hello, everybody. We're in the interview portion of the Homebase Travel Agent Show. And last month, we talked about Sonoma County and what a beautiful place that is and all the things to do when you have clients that want to stay in the country but go to a fantastic place. This month, what we're going to do is get a little bit closer. We're going to focus on down to Laureen's hometown of Windsor, California. And Laureen is here with us to tell us a little bit about Windsor and tell us what she's up to and how important it is to network and a way to do that, how to network. So, hey, Laureen, how you doing?
Hi. God, how many years, Barry, have we done this show, and it's never even kind of come up to do a show on Windsor. I know that people have heard about it. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll see me posting about it. So thank you for having me on the show this week.
Yeah, thank you for being our co-host and our guest. That doesn't happen often.
Right? No. Well, I'm really glad to be here, and I'm really glad to be able to talk about the place that I've had the privilege of calling home for almost 25 years. For those who are not familiar with this area, it's in Northern California, which we will easily say is very different than Southern California. It is about an hour and a half north of San Francisco on Highway 101. If you drive north and traffic is doing well. We also call it the heart of the wine country. And I have a lot of agents contact me going, hey, I have clients who want to go to Napa. Can you tell me how to, where to go and send them? And honestly, I'm always going to tell people to direct their clients towards Sonoma County versus Napa County. Napa's about an hour east of here. When you go up again, Highway 101, you turn right and go about an hour and you'll be in Napa County. They're very different from one another, even though they're both known for the wines. Sonoma County is more known, besides wines and vineyards, it's also known for its tourism. Another big icon that we have in Sonoma County is many of us grew up with knowing the name of Charles Schulz, who had the Snoopy and Charlie Brown cartoon characters. Our airport, if you're ever going to send your clients to Sonoma County and you can send them here, I'd highly recommend sending them to the Sonoma County Airport, which numbers are, or letters are STS. It is known as the Charles Schulz Airport. Currently, we have Alaska Air, which has a lot of Horizon flights. We have some American airline flights, as well as United. And in fact, the towns that we fly in and out of, which make a great gateways for people coming from these areas, we have direct flights to Los Angeles, San Diego. In March, we're going to have direct flights with United that are going to Denver, Colorado. We have flights on Horizon that go to Portland, Oregon, as well as Seattle. In fact, in April, Gail and I flew a United puddle jumper from Santa Rosa to United and then flew in San Francisco, and then took a flight to Chicago. So when I'm sending my clients out of the area, I tend to send them out of Santa Rosa, which people are like, I never even thought about it, to either LA or somewhere like that, and then over. You can get to Hawaii from here, kind of go down to LA and then over to Maui. So it's really a game changer when you don't have to have 2 hours of traffic each way, the Golden Gate Bridge, and then long-term parking. And in a lot of cases, you need to spend a night at a hotel if you're going to be flying out of San Francisco or Oakland. So sometimes it's a little more expensive to fly out of Santa Rosa, but the return on investment's well worth it. You're saving at least 4 to 5 hours of your time with the airport, because our TSA line, it's usually about 5 people long. If anybody ever goes to San Francisco or Oakland, it's a lot more than that. So how would you like me to narrow this down, Barry, to be able to talk about Windsor or being a travel agent?
Well, maybe you can bring people up to date on what you've been doing here and what you have some new responsibilities.
Good point. I do. I've had some life-changing events happen in the last couple of months, which are awesome. I'm very excited to talk about it. As still always, I own Sharp Tongue Consulting. I am still a travel agent, and I am a seller of travel. I tend to send my clients away more than I'm out of town. I have clients right now, actually, on a Trafalgar trip. Now that I'm thinking about it, they're seeing fall colors, which is awesome. They're staying here in the U.S., and I booked through Trafalgar. I have other clients who are heading to New York. Some clients just came back from Italy and Switzerland. So I've been really busy selling and making sure my clients are safe. And August, beginning of the middle, more the middle of August, I had a job offer that I couldn't resist. This job was kind of created and adjusted so that it would allow me the opportunity to continue my travel advisory responsibilities and still do this. I am now the new president and CEO of the Windsor Chamber of Commerce. I've been a Windsor Chamber member for about 12 years, and I highly recommend for anybody who is a travel agent that it's a benefit for you to get involved with your local chapter. Whatever town you're in, Chamber of Commerce is business doing business with others. It's an awesome ability to network. You can be as easy in the group as being an ambassador, which gives you the opportunity to be at ribbon cuttings and lunches and social events and passing your card out and greeting people. If you're anything like me, give hugs. I like to hug people. And, you know, if you're just a member and you say, well, what do I get out of my membership as a chamber member? I'm just a small home business. Honestly, you get out of it as much as you put in it. If you're willing to step up, help, do service, be involved, I recommend that's what you do. If you think that joining a chamber just means suddenly people are going to know you and flood you with calls and wanting your business, you might look at something else. But if you're willing to invest your time and energy into your community, it's definitely going to be a benefit for you. I've been on the board for the board of directors for maybe the last 10 years. Anybody who follows me on Facebook sees what a wonderful town Chamber is. I love to post about it, our events, and I'm involved on committees. Doing a whole bunch of different activities for the chamber and just the community at large. And recently, our president and CEO decided she says, you know, it's time to make a change. She was in that role for 7 years. She started talking about it a couple months ago that she was thinking of leaving. And she said, jokingly, I'm going to turn my job over to you. And I went, you know, I have a business. I'm very happy being a travel agent. I can't possibly take on a full-time job. I don't want to give up what I do for a living. So she talked to the board chair and vice chair. And so they all knew she was going to be leaving. She didn't want to burn any bridges. She wanted to do this appropriately. And they came up with a plan that they would offer me the position as a 20-hour salary job. So her old job was 40 hours and had a 20-hour admin. So they were going to switch the hours to make the president and CEO 20 hours and then have an office manager be 40 hours. So it's still 60 hours of work to do by two people. But, you know, it was very creative. And I went, wow, you know, I know Windsor business. I know the town of Windsor management and all the players involved. So it was a very easy, natural transition for me to go from a businesswoman here in Windsor. I was hired as a businesswoman. I knew all the players. I knew all the board members. The town of Windsor has a whole town council and a mayor, you know, because we're a real town, we have all that. And I was able to come in as somebody that was a known entity and liked, and I knew all the players, which was awesome. And I was able to come through just a simple transition with her leaving, which made it stable for the chamber, stable for me, stable for the town. And I love what I do. My 20 hours a week is going and recruiting members. I've made it a point of going out and thanking the business members for renewing. I went to we have a place called First Pharmacy, and it's a holistic pharmacy place. Really nice woman. And she renewed, and I went over and I said, hey, I just want to, you know, thank you. I'm the new president CEO. I want to thank you for renewing. And she's like, I think I auto-paid that. And I went, you know what? And I just kind of leaned on the counter. I go, I'm the type of business person who knows how to say thank you for your business. And I know you can go other places. And she like got really teary. And I went, are you a hugger? She was, I am. And she came around the corner and she gave me a big old hug. And she's like, I like this. Thank you. You know?
Wow.
And I mean, how many business people do that anymore?
Yeah. Well, you know, I would say that if anyone in the town of Windsor is thinking about travel, they're probably thinking about you because all of your networking and the chamber and all that you do. And that's real important.
Yep.
You know, I remember back many years ago on our show, and we've been around many years, we had Scott Kepf on the show. Some of you may remember Scott. He was really into the travel business and very well known. But he was on our show and he says, you know, if you're home based, you're a home waste because you got to get out of the house. You've got to network.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely. You need to get out. You need to make yourself known. You need to be a, you know, and my recommendation, people, is that they get out there, get involved, network, make yourself an known entity. And I've heard there's been another travel agent in here, but I've never met this person. I don't even think they live here anymore. Chambers will have websites. You can be listed as a travel agent. You may be the only travel agent, but it's out there. They have them in directories. People know me because I'm known for being in the chamber. I attend lunches. I attend after hours. This is what we do for business. You're not going to have people calling you just because suddenly you put your sign out. What's also amazing, and Windsor's a small town. It's about 27,000 people. But if you're involved in the community, people get to know you. Things that really stand out for Windsor is we have this town green. And on our town green, all summer long, we have concert nights that run from June until September. And the Chamber of Commerce every other week has a booth space there where we sell beer and wine. So you're known and people see you. If you're in the chamber, you can put your business material out. You can talk to people quickly as you're pouring. We also have Scarecrow event, which is coming up just actually next week. I'll be building a scarecrow. Barry knows we have the Charlie Brown Christmas Grove that happens the month of December, where we have over 200 half wine barrels that are put out with Charlie Brown trees in them. And if anybody is ever going to send clients here and they want to kind of have an off-season event to send clients during the winter, send them during the month of December. It can be the week after Christmas. It can be 2 weeks before Christmas, which would be kind of our low season. And they're beautiful trees. They're all personalized. I do one for Donate Life. We'll be doing one for the Chamber. And it's just little unique things that are in Windsor. That's just in addition to, oh, yeah, Sonoma County has vineyards. And Sonoma County has some really awesome restaurants, which and breweries. We just had a ribbon cutting this week for the Russian River Brewing Company. And that's going to be a really huge, huge tourist attraction for us here in town. They have a restaurant, a little bit of conference area, and of course a brewery for those who drink beer. I don't happen to drink alcohol, but I hear it's they make good beer. I just don't know. But we had a big ribbon cutting event for them, and we have a couple new restaurants coming into town. So it's just an opportunity, again, for you as a business person to connect, because people want to travel. They want to come out here. They want you to go, hey, what restaurants do you have in town? Well, if you're involved with your Chamber of Commerce and actually involved with them, you'll know all the restaurants to be able to refer your clients to. And you can send people out. If you live in a high tourist area, people want to go away. I live in Sonoma County. We have a bunch of people coming in here, and we want to go away too. So,
well, it's always fun to go somewhere different and experience a little bit of the culture of a new area. And you know, describe Windsor. Is it how many people, geographically, what it's like, that type of thing?
Sure. Windsor's a very open community. We have about 27,000 people here. A mix between people who work here versus people who go down to Marin to be able to work or go out to vineyards. There's a lot of agriculture here. And now, because we were so close to Sonoma or Santa Rosa and the fires, there's a lot of construction the next town down. Santa Rosa's 7 miles from south of us, and lots of construction going on. For those who aren't familiar with Sonoma County, we had this huge fire last year, huge, like that. I think they said a combination of homes and industry, about 5,800 people were displaced. The fires that came through were in residential areas, not like out in Yosemite. God bless Yosemite. I'm just using an example where there aren't a whole bunch of people who live, but it was a big change in our community. Windsor was very fortunate not to have been burned, but we were affected because everybody here knows somebody who either was displaced or their job was burned down and they're displaced. A whole bunch of things got shaken up for us, but it's really a close-knit community. So people were taking their friends and their neighbors in and going, hey, you know what? We're not using this back room. Come and stay with us for a while. And really helping feed people. The firemen who were here last year for the fires said, you know, they worked really hard, but they got really good food. Sonoma County is known for its food. And here directly in Windsor, we have a really nice downtown where it's a mix housing and building, you know, where there's a business downstairs and housing upstairs. We have a large section of that. They are in the process of having a new housing area where there's going to be 300 houses / some apartments, which of course there's always a controversy about that. Well, I'm here, I don't want it to change, but we do need a change. And we do need to make affordable housing for people because we just had a big, huge hit in the town south of us. And we need to be able to open our doors and let more people in. Overall, people are really, really friendly, really, really liberal. I speak as a person who lives in Northern California, lives in Sonoma County in Northern California, and then of Windsor of Sonoma County. I'm very grateful. People are very warm and accepting. Gail and I were married here legally almost 10 years ago. Our anniversary is coming up, and that's when they had the whole Prop 8 thing come up in California about whether same-sex couples can be married or not. And we got married just before the election because they took that right away. But Sonoma County, they said 66% of the voters voted for it so that we could. So I guess that actually would be no on eight, but to support us. So Sonoma County is very liberal. We do have some high tech here. A lot of vineyards, a lot of hospitality. Probably about one third of the population here is Hispanic. We have a lot of schools here that are bilingual, which I think is totally awesome. A lot of people who that are of Hispanic work in the hotel industry, which is awesome. Awesome, awesome. We have support programs for people who need extra food. We have the Winter Service Alliance, where they feed people every Friday. All they want is your ID that says that you live in Windsor. They don't ask for documentation, nothing like that. And it's all free for people. There's people of all mixes that go there. We have the Redwood Food Bank. Again, you know, not everybody that is having difficulty in this time is are undocumented people. This is our own people, our own who they need food. They have food for them at the food bank. And, you know, it's a pretty giving community.
Cool. And what type of, if I send a client there, what type of accommodations do you have?
We have a bunch of different hotels, which is nice. There are boutique hotels, which are kind of be in the next town up in Healdsburg. Many people have heard of Healdsburg. In Windsor, we have the Hampton Inn. We also have, for people who are, you know, they're kind of selling a lot of hotels, we have the Hampton Inn. We have the Holiday Inn. And we also have the Holiday Inn Express. And the irony is those two hotels are right on the other side from the freeway from one another, run by the same management, run by the same company. They're just for different types of clientele. For example, if you're having clients who are more business-oriented and need conference rooms and it's more bath-focused, they would send them to the Holiday Inn. If you have more families and you want breakfast included with it, you would send them to the Holiday Inn Express. Hampton Inn also provides breakfast. It's going to be in more of a closer proximity of a walking area for people. There's restaurants. And pretty much Windsor is very walkable. It doesn't snow here. We pretty much don't have a bad winter. Sorry, Barry, I know you come from a cold area, but we don't have snow here. It is Sonoma County. We are known for our culinary places. Windsor has, their Windsor High School has this core division, which is totally awesome. It's juniors and seniors, and they're on a track. It's called the Vineyard Academy, and it's part of Windsor High School, but it's a track where the students are taught all the culinary. And from when I've gone and spoke to those classes, there seems to be more boys than girls, which I always find kind of ironic. They get jobs in the food industry and the hospitality industry when they're done. It also mixes the culinary, as well as a history in an English class. So they're all in the same class together as a group for 2 years, and the seniors mentor the juniors, and they keep cycling them through, and it's been an outstanding program, very well supported by well-known people like Guy Fieri. And it gives these students jobs in the hospitality field, whether it's going to be at a winery, at a restaurant, being able to work at hotels. It's awesome. They've got a real good system going here in Windsor because it is such a high hotel area. We also have, for people who belong to a timeshare, we have a Worldmark that is here that's pretty well known. It's pretty big. When we're at our farmer's market, we have a farmer's market every Sunday from, I believe, April through the second week in December. People always come from, they're like, oh, I'm at my timeshare. Oh, you're at Worldmark. Oh, yeah. Come get food, fresh produce. Everything's organic and everything is local. I think the furthest vendor they have comes from maybe 20 miles away, but it's all Sonoma County, which is really nice. So we really do have the premise of shop local, keep local, stay local, and support local, which is really wonderful. And we really do try to work closely together to be able to help one another out.
And then how far away is Windsor from the Pacific Coast?
That's a good question. Literally, Windsor's about an hour from anywhere. If you're not dealing with traffic, okay, so we can never, there's Highway 101, that'll get you to San Francisco. You can spend another hour going west, and you will end up in Bodega Bay. And to get through there, you will drive through Sebastopol, which is another cute town. And on the way up to Highway 1 and Bodega Bay, which makes it really nice because Bodega is also in Sonoma County. If you head north an hour, you could go through Healdsburg, which a lot of people stop at and never get any further. But you could go to Cloverdale and Ukiah. You head an hour east, and you'll be in Napa County. So it's interesting because the way Windsor is literally an hour, maybe an hour and a half, depending on traffic. You can be pretty much any of the directions. You want to go skiing, that might be a little bit longer, but, you know, you want to go to the ocean, you want to go to the Redwoods. We have it all, which makes it really nice. And I know that if you've missed the episode just prior to this one, Delise, who is from Sonoma County Tourism, oh my God, she did such a good job of talking about all the things that are available in Sonoma County. If you haven't listened to it, make sure and go and find that one, download that episode, because she's like, wow. I learned so much about the county that I've lived in for almost 25 years just from talking to her and seeing that's everything that is available.
Well, it sounds like Windsor is probably a nice place to go and kick back and relax. And then if you want to take a day trip, those are easy, an hour away, and you can experience a lot.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the food and wine that we have here in Windsor is awesome. You could go to our website, which is windsorchamber.com. It's funny because at the chamber office, every once in a while, we're going to call that somebody's looking for Windsor, Ontario. There was somebody just last week who she'd left a voicemail that she was kind of annoyed at me because she emailed me and she called me by name. But she was calling from Europe and she's like, you know, we want to have a group there and we want to do this. And I don't understand why you're not calling me back. So I called her and I said, so, you know, you're calling Windsor, California. Oh, I was looking for the Windsor, Ontario Coalition. I know. She's, I'm sorry. Because it can be confusing for people because there's Windsor, California and Windsor, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And a friend of mine who's from Toronto, in her lovely South African voice, because that's where she originated, she goes, it's not Windsor, Canada. It's Windsor, Ontario. Okay. So WindsorChamber.com will get you to Sonoma County. And to be full disclosure, we need to update our website. And actually, I'm working with our board of directors for a team to update that, because we do need to get it a little more modern. Another wonderful resource for travel agents is, again, what Delise was talking about on our last issue, is SonomaCounty.com. And their website is beautiful. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's got an area of things to do, wine and food, hotel and lodging. Our Windsor Chamber of Commerce is physically in the same building. Like, you just walk over a door jam, you go through one door and come, you go into my office, you're in the Chamber of Commerce, you walk out of my office, you're in the Windsor Visitors Bureau. And if you walk into the front door where I work, it's a train depot. Because we have been there since that building, since 2007. We had been not far, just around the corner for years before that. Windsor's been around for, I believe, 35 years as a town. And so then the new train depot came because the train was coming. So they built a beautiful train depot. And they offered it to us to keep it busy and occupied. And it's a combination mixed use between the Windsor Chamber of Commerce and the Visitors Bureau together. So we have volunteers that are there. If you ever come in, they'll give you flyers and brochures and wineries and different things to do in Sonoma County and in Windsor. Feel free to call the office. We'll mail you things if you have clients that you want to have different things sent to you that come from Sonoma County so that you can help with your travel plans. Call, come and talk to me. I'm happy to give you a resource as part of the Chamber of Commerce or as Lorene, the travel agent, because I have always told people I would love to be a resource for you to be able to come to Sonoma County versus going to Napa County because it's so different. And that option is still there too. So I'd love to be able to hear from people and kind of give you a verbal, what can you do and what can you send your clients here to do? I'm happy to help you out.
Now, do you have an email address at the Chamber of Commerce? I know you have your sharp tongue at mac.com, but do you have one at the Windsor Chamber of Commerce?
I do, and it's really, really easy. See, I like to be available to people. So I do try to make it as easy as possible for people to find me. My email is Lorene@WindsorChamber.com. How hard is that? So it's Lorene@WindsorChamber.com, which is an email I check all the time. So you won't get an auto, sorry, thank you, I'm out of town. One of those people always checks my email.
And you certainly are open to having people contact you, and they can email. Is there a phone number at Windsor Chamber if a travel agent has additional questions?
And they absolutely. Don't use,
they want to talk to you and not send you an email.
Absolutely. My office phone number is 707-838-7285. And ask for Lorene. If I'm not there, and that's because I'm supposed to stick to 20 hours a week, but being the person I am, I always seem to be doing more than I should. I would recommend talking to Mary. She is our brand new office manager. She's there full time. She is hysterical and she is awesome. and she just recently started, and she's one of those running full bore people out the gate. So I am so happy that she and I have partnered up to work as a team for the Chamber of Commerce. So call me. And if I happen not to be there, because I'm like actually doing my other business, you know, like travel business with my clients, feel free to talk to Mary. Just tell her I said, Lorene says you'll talk to us and you'll take good care of us, because there it's a great resource there at the visitor center, and we'll be happy to help you out.
Great.
And I was to say, and Barry, if we're kind of wrapping this up, unless you had more questions, so I turn it to you on how people should contact you.
Sure. They can contact me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. That's the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Lorene, your official show, the Home-Based Travel Agent Show email and contact is?
My official one for the that I'm normally at, like when I'm with Barry and we're the sidekick, my email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. You can always find me at Facebook as Lorene R.
Well, great. This has been fun and very interesting, and, you know, kind of a nice look into the life of Lorene and what you're up to, and also a nice look into Windsor, California. So that was fun, Lorene.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I just want to, you know, for me, the it's lessons and everything, and when you're doing things, you know, I'm learning, when you do things without intent, like you're doing them because it's the right thing to do, every once in a while there's this little reward that comes that you're totally not expecting, because you're doing it because you just want to and it's with your heart. I mean, this, when I was offered this job, I'm like, wow. And they really, really did it because they thought I was a good fit, that I knew everybody, right? So I was coming into the chamber as a fellow business person, not an admin from the outside trying to get to know the community. I came from within the community. They really wanted to make a difference for me so that I don't have another heart attack. And that was part of my interview, was we know that you cannot work 40 hours a week, not only because you're a business person, but you're not supposed to be under too much stress. So they didn't want me being a business person and a 40-hour work week. And they wanted, really, the board of directors cared enough about my health to say, we're going to recreate this position so that you can work 20 hours a week and go have fun. And that's what I do. I go out, I talk to people, and I promote Windsor, and I give hugs, and I get hugs, and I welcome people. We've had a ton of businesses who had kind of delayed their membership for a while come back. And the thing I'm trying to do is bring our community even closer. And we have a wonderful board of directors that really care and are motivated and feel passionate about this town. So I hope that this helps our listeners, you know, in their business development, because working with other businesses as well as your customers is how you're going to be, you know, make your business even that more successful. So thank you, Barry, for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a lot of fun. And we will be talking to you again next month. We don't have a guest lined up as of yet, but we will soon, I'm sure. And I will be speaking to you from beautiful Jensen Beach, Florida. Nice and warm and no snow.
Well, thank you, Barry, and thank you, everyone, and we'll figure out who we're going to have on for the next show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's great information, and I think it's going to be very helpful for those of you that are interested in the California coast areas north of San Francisco. What a beautiful place to be. And I want to thank Lorraine for being our hometown advocate for Windsor, California on today's show. So thank you very much, Lorraine, and we look forward to having you back next month, and we'll have a guest in November, and we will provide more information to the travel trade. How about that? So I want to wish everyone a great month, and we will be joining you, as I said, once again in November with another show at the end of November, as a matter of fact. So until then, I hope you all have safe travels, stay healthy, everyone, and we'll see you next month. Bye-bye now.